Okay, today's Daf Ayin Gimel. We're on Ayin Gimel, brand new Perek. Today is no doubt one of the most fascinating Dafs in all of Shas, maybe the most fascinating. The Maharal wrote a whole piece about Agarata and what Agarata means, and a lot of it's based on this Daf. The Mishnah is, there's no such thing as Agarata in a Mishnah. The Mishnah is a Mishnah, let's do a little Gemara, and then we start the Agarata. Here we go. Hamoch versus Svina. Someone sells a boat. So we've been discussing, when you sell an item and you don't specify things like you should, what's included, what's not included. So mocheres hasvina, when you sell a boat, mocheres ha-torin, you sell the mast is included, v'yes hanes, the sail, v'yes ha-ugin, the anchor, v'yes kol ha-manhigin osa, and everything that drives it. Okay? It's all included. If you sell a car, you sell a steering wheel, right? Steering wheel is included. Maybe some fancy features not included, but the steering wheel is included. The wheels are included, right? So the basic parts of the boat are included. Avaloma avaloma lois ha-vadim, the servants, the slaves, they're not included. Lois ha-martufin, the sacks that are used to store the cargo, that's not included. Lois ha-antiki, not the cargo. The cargo's not included. Or sometimes you buy an item, like just yesterday, we bought a desk. So on the desk, they show you a picture of the desk, but they show you a picture that's used. There's a computer, and it says, items not included. The items are not included, right? The cargo's not included, right? The items not included. Ubizman sha'omalo hi v'chol ma'asher besocha. But if you say, everything's included, right? Everything's included, then harei kulo mechor, it's all included. It's all included. Okay? Now, another question says, what's Torah and what's a mast? It's Kiria. It's a mast. V'cheinu Omer, it's a pasuk, Erez mi Levonon, likhu lasos torin alecha. For the cedars of Levonon are taken to make for yourselves a torin. What's a torin? A mast. Nes adra, a nes is a sail. V'cheinu Omer, like it says, sheish berikma mitzrayim hayim mifarashecha lios lechol anes. Fine. Ugin, what's ugin? Tan rabchia elu ugnin shela. Those are its anchors. An anchor. V'cheinu Omer, like it says, halahen tishaberna, ara sheyigilu halahen, ta'agena lebilti lios ish. Fine. Manhigin, what are those that drive the boat? Manhigin, Amar of Abba, Elu Hamishutin. Those are the rowers, is that what it means?
Oars.
Oh, the oars. Shalah. The oars, Fakhenu Omer, Ulin Ulanim, Mibesha, Mibashin, Asu, Mishotayh, fine. Vibasay Mehacha, another Pasuk, Vyardu Meunasehem call Tovshe Mashot. So what do you see? It means oars. Tarabanan. Another brisa, hamocher es ha-sfina, if someone tells a boat, mocher es ha-iskala, he sells the gangplank, whatever that is, it's a plank that sticks out. V'ezbor ha-mayim shebesocha, also they have like water reserve in the boat, that's also included. Reb Nosan Omer ha-mocher es ha-sfina, mocher es ha-bitzis, he sells the rowboat, right off the side of the big boat, with little rowboats, those are also included. Sumchas Omer mocher es ha-sfina, mocher es ha-dugis. If you sell a boat, you sell the dugis. What's a dugis? Same thing as the beaches. It's a little rowboat. Amar Rava, beaches hainu dugis. The beaches and dugis, same thing. Same thing. So why did one call it a beach and one call it a dugis? Because in this part of the world, they called it that. And that part of the world, they called it that. Same thing. Rav Nassin was a Babylonian. Havi karele butzis. He called it a butzis, right? Because the Amarin Shalit, people say, butzisa demeshan. Sumchas debar Eretz Yisrael. Sumchus was an inhabitant of Eretz Yisrael. Karulei Dugas, he called it a Dugas, to conceive like it says, Vachwisechen Besidos Duga. Right? Okay. Right, so you have a baby carriage. In America, it's called a baby carriage. And in England, it's called a pram. Same thing. Different thing? So same thing over here. Different part of the boat. Same part of the boat. Same thing. It's a little rowboat. Different words for the same thing. Okay. That ends the conventional, normal Gemara. Okay? Now, before we start, it says, Omar Rabba. Rabba says, Ishtoyli nechusa yama. The sailors told me. That's what it's doing here. It's connected to the boat because many of the stories are about sailors. So there are 21 of them in all. I believe we're going to do 11 or 12 today. The rest of tomorrow. And the day after tomorrow is also fascinating God at the stuff. So on my Rabbi says, Ishtoyli nechute yama. The sailors told me the following. Okay? I know that the art scroll has a interpretation of each story. Most of them are from the Gra. Most of them are from based on the Gra. I purposely have none of my interpretations are going to be the Gra. Because I figured, you can read the article. Or should I tell you what the article said? I'm going to have different interpretations. Sometimes, I'm not saying they're better. I'm not in the Gra. The Gra is a fine interpreter of these. As a matter of fact, you know, I don't know the book. There's a book called The Juggler and the King. The Juggler and the King is a book that is basically the explanations of the Gra on these 21 stories. Someone had a chachma to write a whole book about it. And as a matter of fact, the article quotes the book. Because he went through the Gra, fascinating ideas, and he wrote that. So I figured, I'm not going to do that, because everyone has the art scroll, everyone can read what the Gra said. I'll have what other Gedolim said. The Marsha, the Nesivus wrote a Pirush on Agadah called Emes Liakov, right? Liakov Milisa, the Nesivus, the Eitz Yosef, other people that had thoughts, and some of them are just amazing. And if you want to read what the Gra had to say, you can look at the art scroll. That's what I decided to do. If you don't like it, you can fire me. Now, if you look at the Rashbam, Amar Rabbi Shtoili. See the Rashbam, Amar Rabbi Shtoili. It's about halfway through the wide lines. Very at all at the end of the line, the left side of the line. Right? You see it there? Kol Hani Uvdei, all these stories, the Kachashiv Mishum Ma Rabu Masech Hashem. All these stories are here to tell you how great Hashem is. That's what these stories are here for. And to tell you what awaits a tzaddik la'asid lavo, or lifrash mikroz ha'amorim b'sefer Iov hamadabrim ba'ofos gedolim behemos v'dagim gedolim, or to explain different verses in Iov that talk about big fish, big animals, big birds. Shekol shiiches talmidei chachamim tzvicha talmud. Even the conversations of Chachamim require explanation. Okay? That's the Rashbam. Did the Rashbam help us? Not really. What does that mean? The Rashbam just said. Right? So, this is one introductory word on Agadah before we start. So first of all, the Ritva says that some of these stories are real and some of them are dreams. Which ones are real and which ones are dreams, they're all fascinating. They're all very hard to say any one of them is real, because all of them are exaggerated stories, every single one of them. Very almost impossible that any of these are on their face value could be an actual story. The Marsha does say, elu al derech drush, even though we're going to darshan all these stories, mikol makom, yesh lahamin, you have to believe, shedvarim elu einam yotzim midei pshutan. That the ein yotzim midei pshutan? They don't go out of their pashup shot. I don't know what he means by that. Okay. He himself is going to give wild explanations that are not pashup shot.
What?
There's no such thing as a monster and a dragon and those things don't exist.
Yeah, but there are sailors who are telling the stories over.
Yeah, so what are they doing? Just stomp up a mice.
No, there's a little something inside there and everything else around it.
Right, so there's a kernel of truth. And the rest of it is a bell. Okay, it could be. So I saw this and I said, wow, how come I never knew this my whole life? The Ramchal. Right, the author of the Maseches Yesharim, he wrote a little sefer called a kuntra. It's called Maimer al Hagados, a Maimer on Agadata. He says something so amazing. I'll read it in Hebrew because it's so amazing. He says, you know, Shetchil originally Haysetar Bal Peh. Tar was Bal Peh. The Lo Ksuva Klal. It wasn't written down. Ad until Shiro Chazal saw Shedoros Yardim Umismayit, that generations were decreasing. U hazikaron bahasvara miskatzeres, memory and svara were diminishing. That's what happened. V'chashashu, and they were afraid. Shema yichashu et haTorah, the Torah will be forgotten. So al kain mishum eis lasas Hashem, it was an emergency measure. Kashuv et haTorah shebal peh, they wrote down the Torah. We think of it; it's a huge b'di'evit. It's a huge b'di'evit. Torah was written down. It was an emergency measure. The ideal is. Torah Shel Peh is not written down. It's oral tradition. Listen, they couldn't do it anymore, so they had to write it down. Ul'achakein ro sheyesh l'chashosh gam al chelek sisrei Torah sheyesh kachem Yisrael. What about the sisrei Torah? What about the Nister? They were afraid. That was also getting forgotten. That was also going to be forgotten. Why? What's the difference, Nigla and Nister? If it's all oral traditions, and it's all oral, and something never getting written down, people are starting to forget. Ah, you can't write down Nister. This is damaging. People have to know how to learn it. They have to know how to interpret it, how to read it, how to learn it. People learn Kabbalah, they go crazy. Chashishu Chazal b'Sitrei Torah shemichtevu v'yinu lein ikol. If they wrote it down, like, and everyone had access to it, yicholm lehimaser lufnei anchei midos ros. Bad people can get a hold of it. Al kain. Therefore, nimnu v'nigmru v'gamru. They decided among themselves v'lichtov osan shlo yishtachach b'dvarim ne'alamos, that these hidden ideas should not be forgotten. Ubimine chidos in riddles. Ba'ofen shlo yuchal kol ish la'amar aleihem. Not everyone can read, understand it. Ella lemisha nimtu lo haklalim. Unless you've given over the klal, you were given over the general idea. Then you can take these riddles and make sense out of them. V'hamaftechos, and the key, shehash iru biyat atalmidehem shesamchu aleihem shlo yimtzru lemisha eno hogun. They're going to decide who to give it over to. The guy's not worthy, not going to give him the key. If he is worthy, they will give him the key. V'chein hiziru lechol maskil v'lemot yuzar lechol misha rotzel yikonis b'dvarim elu v'ein aroi shiyochol lechashel behem v'domo b'rosho. All the Agarata is all Sisrei Torah. It's all the hidden ideas of Torah that they purposely wrote it in these wild, crazy stories so that the Sisrei Torah would remain hidden. And and if you know how to read it, you'll know how to make sense of it. So it's such a beautiful understanding of what Agarata is. It's not just a crazy story sitting around, half drunk. People belittle Agarata. They belittle it. Even yeshivas don't want to learn Agarata. They don't want to learn it. Some of the yesodos of Torah is in Agarata. Now, there's different kinds of agarata. There's agarata, you know, Mashiach will not come until XYZ, and you have agarata like this. Right? It's different kinds of agarata. He's talking at this time about wild, wild things. What is it? Just wild stories? No. It's the Sisrei Torah that's hidden in here. Why is it hidden here? Had to be put somewhere. Couldn't be forgotten. Right? It could be written down. So they put it in here. Okay. With that introduction, here we go. Amar Rabba. Rabba says, Ishtarli Nachuz Deyama. The sailors told me, Hi Gala, there was a wave, the Mateva Lisvina, that was going to drown the boat. Mitzchazi ki tzutzitza denura chavarta bereisha. I saw a wave of fire. I saw a thing of fire, sparks of fire, and the tip of it was white. The tip of it was white, like a wave. A wave, right? The tip of the fire is white always, and the rest of it was a big fire. Mechina le ba'avla dechakik aleha, and I hit it with a stick, and was written on the stick, Eheye asher Eheye, Hashem tzivakos, amen amen sela v'nayach. And then it stopped. That's the story. Story number one. Anyone want to take a guess what that story is about? Ready? Toop. Had it written on the stick. Ready? Toop shatim. The Eitz Yosef, and then we'll say one from the Chalice and Shuvah's Shuvah Me Ahava. Oh no, I'm sorry. Eitz Yosef. Okay. Ready? Eitz Yosef. The Svina is a remez to the Yetzihara that you fight every day with the Yetzihara. The Svina is like the heart of a person that's tossed this way and that way. To the Yetzihara and away from the Yetzihara. It's constantly in a battle, and it's being tossed in the ocean of your life. Right? It's being tossed around. You're being tossed around in the ocean of your life. You're being pulled here, you're being pulled there. So you saw the Tzitzitza Denura. You see the Yetzihara. The Yetzihara looks like Ish. However, Chivrisa Beresha, the tip of it's white. The Yetzihara always makes things attractive and maybe even looks like it's mutter. Right? It's a come on. Right? It's not so bad. The tip of it's white always. The tip of it's always white. Always a little bit of a...
camouflage.
Well, it's camouflage, exactly. As he says over here, he'll give you chamishim simoni tahayra shemut alasos kains. 50 reasons why that what you're going to do is mutter. Right? 50 reasons. Got 50 reasons why it's mutter. 50 justifications why it's okay. Right? And he tells you, don't involve... You don't know what's in the next world. You have no idea what's in the next world. What's going to be in the next world? Are you going to waste your time studying Talmud in this world? How do you know it's going to pay off in the next world? You have no idea. Who said? No one ever was there and came back. So therefore, we hit him with a stick that says, Eheyeh Asher Eheyeh. What does Eheyeh Asher Eheyeh mean? Eheyeh Begola Zeh. Eheyeh Befuture. Right? We know, we trust there is a reward and punishment in this world. There is an answer. Hashem, Hashem, Ka Hashem Tzivakos, Hushem Shemora al Olam Hazeb, Olam Abba, that's the name of this world and the name of next world, Hashem Tzavakus, Hushem Shiyasa Muhammad Birashayim, that's the name of Hashem doing battle with the evil ones. Amen, Amen, Selah. The Kavana is Amen Ba'olam Hazeh, Amen Ba'olam Haba. The Neman L'Shalim L'Olam Haba, L'Tzadik B'Tzidkaso, L'Rasha Kirishaso. No, there is reward and punishment. And the good are going to get rewarded, and the evil are going to suffer. V'Aldei Sheyavin Devarim Elu, Yelech HaHotzahar Mi'Elov. And then what's the last word of the story? V'Nayach. It's all good. Story number one. Good? Okay. Next. Another one, Tshuva Mi'Ahava. Ready for this one? This is an explanation not to study Kabbalah. Not to study Kabbalah. How do you get that out of that story? Ready? The seafarers told me, the Chachamim that learn in the Sea of the Yam of Talmud, they told me. That's what it means, the seafarers. Doesn't mean the sailors, it means the Chachamim. Chachamim that learn Nigla told me that there was once a Mekubal, right, that wanted to destroy, he wanted to go into a boat, and he wanted to destroy the boat. He wanted to best us that learn Nigla. He wanted to best us with his Kabbalah, with his ideas, right? And he looked like a Remez Lahem She'esh Levana. He looked like a fire with a little white in it. That's the two Midos of Chesed and Gevura. And Rabba is telling over the story. And the idea of Ehe Asher Ehe is Hakavana Shenitech Oso Al Yedei Shochiach Lo Makal Shal Moshe Shechakach Olav Shem Zeh She'ein Nitzdarch Lagula V'limud Gam B'Torah Sanistar. The point of Ehe Asher Ehe, he has a whole thing over here. He says that all the Klal Yisrael had in the Midbar was only Torah they had, was whatever they had from their parents. And Moshe felt that was not enough Torah. They needed some kind of... Sometimes mysticism and nistar is a beneficial thing. Sometimes it is. So Moshe wrote, Ehaya Asher Ehaya. That's nistar. That's all you need. It's enough nistar to get you by in life. Really, the ikkar of life is learning Torah, Gemara. That's the ikkar. There's other ideas that people love to hear smatterings of nistar. The Zohar said this. People love to hear that. All right, Ehaya Asher Ehaya. That's going to be enough to carry you through the day. You don't need more than that. Don't waste your time with that. Keep to the nigla. Keep to the... Yeah, well, you want a little bit of smattering of a Zohar? Far as he has a smattering of a Zohar. That's all you need. That's the explanation according to that. Okay, ready? Story number two. Amar Rabbah. Rabbah says, Ishtoyli Nechusa Yama. The seafarers told me, Bein Gala Legala, between each wave, was Tlas Mea Parsi. 300 Parsa. Virumad Gala Tlas Mea Parsi. And the height of the wave was 300 Parsa. Zimnechata, one time, Habe Azilna Ba'urach, I was going on my way, Vidilinan Gala. And the wave came, Ad Chazinan Bei Mirabate to Kochav Azuta, until we saw the resting place of a small star, Bahavili Kimizbar Arbor and Grive Bizarre de Chardala. And it was so small, and it looked like me, that they had a field where you could harvest 40 kor of mustard seeds. V'idalin and Tvei, and if we would have gone a little closer, Havi Miklina Michavle, we would have been burned by the fire of the star. Okay? So, Virami le gal le kal le chavrta, we heard one wave say to the other wave, Chaverti, my friend, Shavakta midi ba'alma delo shetafte denesi ana v'navde? Did you leave anything over? Did you leave something over that you didn't destroy, that I can go destroy? Anything you left for me? The amale, the wave says back to his friend, Puk chazi gevurta demarach, go look at the greatness of God. The master. Look at greatness of Hashem. Melo chuta chala v'lo avri. I can't even go onto the sand. The border for me is the sand. Not one more sand do I destroy, do I get wet than what Hashem decreed. Shenemar, like it says, Ha'osi lo sira'u nu'um Hashem im miponai lo sachilu asher samti chol gvul liyom chak olam v'lo yavrenu. Okay? What does that story mean? Anybody have an idea? Says the Nesivit, the Emes Liakov. Ready for this one? He says as follows, that Rabbi Barachano was saying in Baruch HaKodesh, I'm sorry, that between each wave, between the gulluses, between the exiles, there's sometimes a little bit of a breather. OK? Okay, between Bengala Lagala, between one exile and another exile, sometimes a little bit of a breather. 300 parsa, you have a little bit of a resting place before you have a galus, then it gets a little better. Zimnechad have ilim bevulcha. One time, before the geula, before the ikvus of the Mashiach, there will be a tzara gedola. Such, it'll be so bad. Bipnei shishamesh mazal hara harbe zman. The bad will be terrible. The delin and gala, because of the bad mazel, we're going to become so crushed. We're going to become so downtrodden. Until we're going to see a small star. The onesh is nimshal l'sa'ah. The onesh is like a measure. It's a measurement of tzar. The kavana is that the punishment, the suffering, will be so great, like 40 measures of mustard. Nothing's bitter, more bitter than mustard. Mustard you can't eat by itself. It's the most bitter thing. That's how bad it's going to be. It's going to be so bad that it's going to be like bad mustard. And if we get a little closer, if it gets a little worse, we're going to get burned. We're going to get destroyed. Right? And one wave says to the other, anything left to destroy? He says, no. You can't make one sand, one piece of sand. Right? What's the word? One kernel of sand more than you're supposed to. The gullus is only going to be exactly one grain. Right, that's the word. The gullus is going to be exactly what Hashem decreed, not 1 second longer. Not 1 second longer it's going to be. Just like the oceans can destroy, Hashem decreed up to here and no further. The gullus will be up to here and no further. Okay? Good? Next. Next story. Amar Rabba. Rabba says, Lididi. What am I up to? Lidi Chazilia. Once I saw Hormin. Hormin Bar Lilis. Hormin Bar Lilis. That's the name of a certain shade. Kikarot Akufia Deshur de Mechuza. He was running on the wall, on the ramparts of Mechuza. Virahit Pirasha Kirachiv Chayasa Mititoi. And down below on the ground was a guy, a soldier, running on a horse. Okay? Velo Yachale. And the shade could not catch up. Yeah, who couldn't catch up to who? The shade couldn't catch up? No, the horse. The shade couldn't catch up to the horse. The Zinnachad, one time, Havi Mitzar Ga'on Le Tarte Kud Naisi. One time, there were two mules, the Kaimon Atre Gishre de Rognag, and they were standing on the two banks of the Rognag Bridge, the Shavar Mehai Lahai Umehai Lahai, and they were jumping back and forth from one to the other. Hermann was jumping back and forth from one to the other. The Naka Tre Mizge de Chamra, and he had two cups of wine in his hand, umorik mehai lahai mehai lahai, and he was juggling them back and forth. Velod natfa netofta laara, and not one drop fell to the ground. The oso hayom, on that day, yalu shemayim yardu to homos, hava, the unbelievable day, ad deshamu be malchusa, the king heard what happened, vikat luhu, and he killed the sheikh. End of story. Okay? What does that story mean? Okay. Kikarohit akufya deshava. When he was running on the ramparts. This is the marsha. Ready? The choma is a remes to Torah. And the, you know, when you have a wall, especially like the Yerushalayim, the wall of the Old City has like a block and then a space and then a block and then a space. So the rampart has like that. There are blocks and spaces, blocks and spaces. The spaces are the weakness of Torah. The struggles that you have. And the blocks are the strengths. Everyone has strengths and weaknesses. Some things are good in, some things are not so good in. So the wall represents Torah, and the blocks and the ups and downs of your life, right? And the Satan gets you, he says, the Marsha, in the areas where there is no explanation. Paraduma, Shatnez, that's where he chips away at your wall. He chips away by telling you, things don't have any reasons, what's this nonsense? That's how the Yetzer gets you to sin. Okay? Now, the soldier is the tzaddik. The soldier is the tzaddik. And the soldier says, Sherotzen kmitzvazem kisusim. He chases after every mitzvah. The Eni Yachol Lahasos Etz Yisrael. That doesn't work. He doesn't fall for that. Ki mitzvot v'atar meginim aleim shal yishab ben yitzah hara. The mitzvot v'atar protect you that you don't sin. The kivan shalo hatzliach al am Yisrael. And when that doesn't work, what does the yitzah hara do? He runs to the goyim. He gets the goyim to start up with us. Halach ela umos ha'olam. Then, what does that mean? Havim esargon le tarte kudnaisi. There were two mules. That's the remez on, the malchus of Edom and the malchus of Yavon. Shei moshlim umes garim bo ayidei ha'satan. They did terrible things to us. The Edom was still in Dolos Edom. And they wanted to do battle with us. The Kaiman Atrei Gishrei de Dognag. What does that mean? There were two on the two banks of the Dognag River. Shemasidim Lachalos Mea Olam Kidonag Mea Ish. They're going to melt. Dognag means wax. They're going to melt like wax melts in fire. Like it's a pasuk, it says, Kahamas Dognag Mea Ish. And then it says, Vishavar Mehai Lahai. They were jumping back and forth. Yeah, they were jumping back and forth. You'll be successful, then he'll be successful. And they had two cups of wine in their hands. That's a remez that the Satan has two kosos, to try to get us to sin. And they were throwing them back and forth, and that one drop was spilling. That's a remez that. Not one ounce, not one drop of what they deserve is not going to become. Everything they deserve is going to be coming to them. Hashem is not going to be one drop, Rachmanis, on people that started up with us. Not one drop of Rachmanis. Not one drop is going to spill. You hear? You should have Nechama. Not one drop is going to spill. And then, as the story ends, when the king is going to finally do that, the sultan will be killed. Okay? So the sheikh gets killed. Okay? Good? No, you don't like it? Yossi? No good? No good? Amar Rabba, next. Amar Rabba. Lididi Chazili Urzala Bar Yoma. I saw a Re'im. It's some kind of huge animal. It was one day old. The Havik Har Tabor. It was as big as Har Tabor. The Har Tabor Kamahava. How big is Har Tabor? Arba Parsi. Four Parsa. Umashcha de Tavri, and its neck was so big, plus a parsa, three parsa. V'chi meravta de reshe, and when it would lie down, parasa upalga, it was a parsa and a half. V'roma kufta, and it excreted excrement. V'sachar lei liyardana, and it stuffed up the Yarden River. The excrement stuffed up the Yarden River. Okay, what's that about? So the Marsha says, this is about Yehoshua ben Nun. Yeshua ben Nun, of all people. Yeshua ben Nun. Yeah, you know why? It's Yeshua ben Nun. Why? How did we start off? We say he's the Re'im. When he was one day old, he was such a young leader, he already destroyed 31 kings. He was so great, he was such a one day old, he's a brand new king. Wasn't a king, brand new ruler. All of a sudden he destroys 31 kings, and what an ace that was.
Didn't it take 14 years?
What?
Didn't it take 14 years?
Yeah, it took 14 years right away, so powerful. Interesting. So he says, what's the reference to Har Tavar? Har Tavar is 40 parsa. I'm sorry, I said four. It's 40 parsa. 40 parsa. What?
Arba parsa.
Arba. So some of the girsa arboyan, 40.
Yeah.
Does this some say 40?
Yeah.
What's the 40? When the sun stood still for Yehoshua ben Nun. Sun stood still. He makes a whole cheshbon that you can walk 10 parsa a day. That, each side of the mountain, he has a whole cheshbon how the sun standing still got to 40 parsa. So it's a remez to the sun standing still for Yehoshua. And the Esrim parsa, 10 parsa is 24 hours, which is one day, and the sun stood. And the tzavor, the neck, is a remez to the ikar of a person. It supports your brain. That's a remez to the soldiers that were shalosh parsa al shalosh parsa, the Israeli soldiers, the Jewish soldiers who came to fight under Yoshua's banner, and the parsa and a half is a remez on Yoshua's own shevet of Ephraim, and the Re'im going to the bathroom is really a remez to the Yarden flowing up. The Yarden got stuffed up. Why does he use a lashon like that? That I don't know. But that's what it's a remez to. The whole thing is a remez to Yehoshua ben Nun. They split the Yarden, right. Okay. Next story. Amar Rabba Bar Barachana. Lididi Chazili Ahu Akruksa. I once saw a frog. Dahavya ki Akra Dahar Grunya. It was as big as that city. Akra Dargunya, how big is that city? Kamahave, how big is it? Shitin Bati, 60 houses big. Asa Tanina, a serpent came, Bala'a, and it swallowed up the frog. Asa Pushkanza, the Pushkanza came. What's a Pushkanza? Pushkanza is a raven. Ubala'a Tanina, it swallowed up the serpent. Vesalik Yasid Bi'ilana, it was sitting on a tree. Tachazi Kama Nafish Chela Di'ilana, look how strong that tree is. Amar of Papa Bar Shmuel, Ihaloha Bihasam, Lohemehemne. Had I not been there, I never would have believed it. This one is absolutely fascinating. Ready? What's the story about? Says the Marsha, Rabbi Bar Bachan is talking about the nations of the world. Right? He says that the frog is a remez to Greece. Why? Because Chachma is called the Lashon of Tzvardeya, in Daniel, the Marsha says it's Pashat, there's a Pasuk in Daniel, that Tzvardeya is a Rosh HaTevis, Tzvardeya, knowledge, the Greeks were into knowledge, into literature, right, at all these places. Tzvardeya is Greece. Greece gets swallowed up by who? By the serpent. Who's the serpent? Serpent is Rome. Right? Rome is the epitome of the serpent. Why is that? Because it's a Pasuk even, that the destroyer of the Beis HaMikdash, it's a Pasuk in Hazinu, ki chamas taninim yenam, right? The reference to the destroyer of the Beis HaMikdash is a serpent. Serpent comes and gets followed up by the raven. Who's the raven? The Arabs. Why are ravens called an Arab? So he says because a raven might have kashrus on one side, just like Ishmael has kashrus from Avram Avinu. A little bit of a kashrus to them, the Arabs. They daven 5 times a day. They don't eat pork, right? A little bit of kashrus to them. So they're the raven. And listen to this. The Salak Yosef B'ilana. They're sitting on the tree. Who's the tree? What's the tree? The tree's Avram Avinu. Look how great we are. We're the son of Avram Avinu. All the strength. All Yishmael Eretz Yisrael. Yishmael goes to Israel. The Kavsha. This is the Marsha talking. They conquer Israel. The Chol Zeb is Chos Ha'ilon Shenikra Avram Avinu. It's all because of Avram Avinu. All their success is all about because they were descendants of Avram Avinu. Even though Hashem said, Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazera, Yitzchak is your real seed. He's still biological. He still has the chusim. Sheftiach lo, v'efreisi oso v'nasati l'goy gadol. Hashem told Hagar, I'll make you into a great nation. Tochazi kama nafesh chel d'ilana. Boru kama gadol z'chusim shal ilan zeh. Look at the chusim of this person. Look what Avraham Avinu can do. Shu Avraham Avinu shadai yodo shal Yishmael b'eretz Yisrael achetav ha-ge'ula. They're going to stay till the ge'ula comes. It's all because of Avram. Says the Rishon Bar Papa, I never would have believed that. Such as a chosim you can have? Amazing, no? Amazing. Next. Okay, we might finish on time, actually. Maybe. Omer Rabbi Rabbi Chana, Zim Nachada, one time I was going on a boat, and I saw a fish, and a small little worm went into the nostrils, and it killed the fish. And then the fish washed up dead on the shore, and it went to, what's Vashadu Laguda? Oh, and cities were destroyed. What?
It threw up on the shore.
The Charv Mine Shitin Mechose. And 60 cities were destroyed. Achlu Mine Shitin Mechose. 60 cities ate that fish. Machlu Mine. They salted it. Shitin Mechose. 60 cities. Umalu Michad Galgala Deene Tlasmea Garbi Mishcha. And from one eye, from this fish, we had 300 barrels of oil. V'chihadron Labasa Tarti Yachishata. And when we came back next year, Chazin and we saw, Tahavikam Anasim Megarma Matala, that they were using the saw of the bones of this fish. And then they started to rebuild the city of Mechuzah. They started to rebuild the cities, not sorry, Mechuzah, the cities that were destroyed when the fish washed ashore, they started to rebuild them. Says the Marsha, this is a remez to Haman Harasha. Haman Harasha is the fish. Why is he a fish? Because Mazal Adar is Dagan. Haman is the fish. Little Mordechai comes and destroys Haman. Right? You don't even pay him any attention. Little Haman comes and destroys him. A little Mordechai comes and destroys Haman and defeats Haman. And the 60 is obviously an exaggeration. And the 60 cities, the 60 represents Haman's power. That's all destroyed. Who's it destroyed by? It's destroyed. And then we benefit from Haman's destruction. We take his, we eat, we have a Suda, everything's great. It's a mamash of the time of Simcha. From one eye, from one yontif of Purim, we have so much shemen, so much happiness, and so much simcha, and so much reva. And next year, same thing. And next year, it's the same thing. And every year, we relive the events of Purim and the events of Mordechai, a little bug, destroying Haman. That's the Marsha's pshat on that one. Okay? Never would a million years could dream that up. Never could dream such a thing up. Next. V'amar Rabbi Rabbi Chana. Zim Nechad, the one time I have a cousin on the besminta, so I'm on a boat. V'chazin have a kavra, the yosvele, chalsa agabe. And we saw that there was a little like sand on the back of the fish. V'kadach agma ilavei. And grass was growing there, on the back of the fish. V'savrin yaveshtihi. We thought it was dry land. V'salkinan v'afinan u'bashinan agabei. And we cooked, and we baked. We started living over there. V'kad cham gabei. One time the fish got angry. It's hapech. He turned himself over. V'ilav dahavi mekar v'sefer dahavi tava. If I wouldn't have the boat nearby, I would have drowned. Right? What? Yeah, what's the pshat of the story? What?
I've seen in books, little kids' books.
Mm-hmm. Says the Yalkut Eliezer. This is probably the best one of the day. One of the top five of the day. Says the Yalkut Eliezer. You come to a this is the Remez on Yisrael, Halachim Begolus. They're walking around in Golus. They come from one country to another country. Oh, this place looks like a good place to live. We'll settle here. And they settle there, and they cook, and they eat, and they live, and they become mingling with the Goyim, and they intermarry, and they become part of society. Until one day, we all know this happens, it's happened 1,000 times in history. The Goyim wake up and say, what are you people doing here? And they turn over, and they get angry. And if not for the Torah, which is the boat, if not for the Torah, you'd be destroyed. Very simple. Very simple story. Right? Ma'aseh b'chol yom. No one can argue with that. Right? That's one shot. Clearest one, no? Amazing. But you never would get that out of that story. That's what a reference to, right? That's one shot. The Marsha says, he somehow ties it all into Haman. So we'll let that go, because we already heard a plot on Haman. It's like five of these stories, the Marsha says all about Haman. I have so many Mashalim for Haman. So, but that's what the Alkut Eliezer says. It's a remnant to the Jewish, the pattern of Jewish history. When you come to one place, you say comfortable, never comfortable. The only thing you have that saves you is the Torah. Next. We're going on a boat. And the boat was being tossed between the two fins of a fish. 3 days and three nights. Ihu bizkifa. Sometimes there was a wind. The anan bishipula. And we were going on the opposite direction of the wind. How do you read that? We went with the wind. And if you want to tell me that the wind wasn't going, the boat wasn't going so fast, no. In the time it takes for the water to boil, we already went 60 parsa. Not only that, somebody would shot an arrow, we would beat the arrow. The Amar of Ashi, Hahu Glidna the Yama, the fish you're talking about, it's called Glidna the Yama, the Asle Tre Shaitzi, that has two fins. Anyone want to take a guess on this one? The two fins is the Golas Rishon and the Golas Sheni. This is the pshat of the MS Liakov. Again, the Nesivus. It's the Golas Rishon and Golas Sheni. What are the 3 days? The 3 days and three nights are the Golases. Why? Because when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, first we had Koresh came and let us come back and rebuild it. Then Achashverosh came, that's considered a Golas. We had everything stopped. We had the Purim story. We had Achashverosh, it was another Golas. Then the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt. Then the Yevanim came. Then it was Chashmonaim came. Then the Romans came. And we're still waiting for it to be rebuilt. It's the 3 days. It's three day and night. Good, bad, good, bad, good, bad. Now we're in the night. We're waiting for the day. Waiting for the day to break. Right? Then he says over here, Ulam tamid ha'amim hisnagu biad tekifa. The being tossed. Like I said, it's windy and it's being tossed. We're going with the wind. We're being led along. We're being led along. You think it's not so bad? You think it's not so bad? It's so bad that we don't get a break. You shoot the arrow, we can't even beat that arrow. There's no break. It goes from bad to worse. We're subjugated to them. Even when there's a breather, it's not even really a breather. And it's so... where am I? Right, the Golas is so bad from one to the other, and how do we end off over here? And Gilda, he says a Gildana is a Lashon of a Maka, that Shenasin Einav al Shnei Mekadshim, Shnikru Yamim v'achrivan, and that's the two fins are the two Bat HaMikdashes that were destroyed, and we're stuck here waiting for the third one to be rebuilt. Okay, next. V'amar Rava Rachana, Zimnachad, the one time I was ill in Besfinta, going on a boat. There was a fish, there was a bird, that its ankles were in the water. Vereshi Birakia, and its head was in the heavens. Va'amrinan Lekamaya, and I said, there's no water. Va'be'inan Lechus La'akwinafshin, we need some water to make ourselves cooled off. V'nafak Baskol of Amalan Abasol came out and said, Lo Techovu Hacha, don't go over here. Da'naflas Lechatzita La'bargat Nagra Haveshev Shanev Lokamati La'ara. Could somebody, a carpenter, drop the hammer, and for 7 years it's been falling and hasn't even fallen yet? The Lamishum the Fish Maya, not because there's a lot of water, Elamishum the Rudfe Maya, because the water is so turbulent that the thing can't sink. Amar Vashi, Hahu, Ziz Sadai, Sadai Hu, Dhsiv, Viziz Sadai Imadi. What is that story about? So two pshatim. The Eitz Yosef says it's talking about don't learn Nistar. Don't be your feet are in the water of Torah, but only up to your ankles, and you're already up in the heavens. You're up in the heavens already. Don't do that. Right? Ready up in Shemayim. That's one end. That's one shot that he said. The Eitz Yosef. I don't have to explain them. And the Amos Liakov says it's talking about after Karsum. People that already think they know everything, they're in the clouds. There, you can't best them. Don't even bother. Yes, you have to know to answer them, but don't try to engage them because they're very stubborn and they're not going to listen. And there's not going to be any toelus in trying to talk to them. That's what he says. Okay, let's try to do one more. Amr Abba Rachana, Zimnachad, the one time Abba Kazil and Babadbar was going on the desert, Fachazin Hanu Avaze, the Shamte, Gadfaihu, Mishmanayu. And we saw, what does this mean?
Geese.
Oh, there were geese that were fat, and their feathers were coming off from how fat they were. The Kanagde Nachale Dimishcha Mitutayu. And the streams of fat, the streams of oil was rolling off of them. Aminalahu, I said, Islam Begavayo Chelka da Alma da Asi, am I going to get a Chelka of this in the next world? Chad dali gadfa, one put up its wing. V'chad dali amta atma, one put up its thigh. Ki asai lekamed Reb Elazar, when I come in front of Reb Elazar, Amali told me asidin li Yisrael litan alein div v'chesedin. You got to answer for this. What does that mean? So the Emes Liakov says this is a wild shot. He says that this is talking about people that don't do anything good. Fat goose, fat. But he says that when you fatten up a goose too much, it becomes bad. Says people are very fat. They're very very wealthy. They don't do any Torah mitzvahs. They give tzedakah. That they do. They give tzedakah. The shemen's oozing out of them. Tzedakah they'll give. Is that worth anything? Is that worth anything? It's worth something. It's worth something. It's not very impressive someone that does that. Someone that doesn't do Torah mitzvahs, but he gives to charity. He's a charitable person. He's a very nice person. That's not the ikkar. Yeah, you'll get rewarded for that. But he says, you know what? You're going to have to answer for that. You think Hashem blessed you with what? That's the pot that's everything? It doesn't pot for everything. That's the mushroom of that story. We'll do one more. Last one. Simen ka'afra techilta takra detarke akrava del silte. V'rabba barachana. Zimnachada one time abakaz only bebadra. Was going in the desert. V'eslavi bahadan ahu taya. I met a certain Arab. Davishakal afra morachla. He was taking the dirt and he was smelling it. Amar. Hayurchel uduchta plan. V'ha'urchaduchta plan. This is the way to there. This is the way to there. Amrile kama rachik in the maya. How far away are we from the water? V'amalan. Havili afra. Let me have some dirt. Yavalan, they give him dirt. Vamalan, tam the parsa, eight parsa. Taninan, the Avinale. Then we went a little more, we gave him some dirt. Amalan, the macharkinan, tlasa parsi. Now you're only three parsa away. Ibchasle, we tried to trick him, we tried to switch the dirt. Vlo yachisle, we could not best him. We couldn't trick him. What's that about? So, the Emes Liakov says, and this will end, says the Arab is the Yetzer Hara. So you're walking on the way, you're walking on the path through life, and the Arab takes each person. What's this guy about? I'll send him that way. There's a riot over there. There's temptations of mammon over there. Each person, the Yetzer directs you in the way that you are, easy to be fall, easy to fall. He sends you down your path, and you say to the Yetzer Hara, "No, how can I survive?" So he says, "The way to survive is to become like Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was an ish chesed." The Mishnah of Pinchas Ben Yair, the Brisa of Pinchas Ben Yair, which is the introduction of Sefer Maseilas Yesharim, has levels of going. First you go Zrizos, and it takes you all the way to Chasidus, which is an Ish Chasid, which is Avram Avinu. Eight levels. This is eight levels. Want to do it the right way? Do it eight levels. After you spend some time working on yourself, you come back. No, how am I doing now? Oh, you have three levels. So the last line is if it's who you try to trick yourself, try to skip levels, no, you can't do it. Take life in stages. The way to beat the Yetzer is to go stage by step by step by step. You can't jump the gun. You can't skip. I'll skip that. Not going to work. And that's what this mashal is about. Amazing, no? Absolutely amazing. All right, we'll stop here, and we'll continue more tomorrow. Everybody have a great day. And we finished on time.